This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
All right. Yeah.
Welcome back into the whole show. Just 34 minutes after 11 o'clock. Joining me on Mondays throughout the football season, we're going to have Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, join us. We're trying to get him, right? Did you try both? Did you try both numbers, Mike?
I did.
He's got two
get
numbers.
Voicemail.
He's an important guy, so ring him again.
I'll call him a few more times.
Leave him a voicemail. Just how do you leave voicemails? When you call somebody, how does it sound? Go
Click.
Ahead. No, you don't leave voicemails?
I don't like voicemails.
If you were to leave a voicemail, what would you say? This is important.
Like, there would
to
be
your
a
niece.
Lot of us.
You're calling your niece. You need to leave her an important message. What do you say?
Hey,
this is Micah. Let's just say you did. You couldn't text. Your text line went out. What's a voicemail from Michael look like?
I'd say, I love you a lot.
That's how you'd start it? You just say, I love you a lot. That's going to freak them out because they're going to think that you're hurt or something.
Oh, it would be, in quotes, I love you. I'd probably say that like three or four times. It would be long-winded, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I'd ask a bunch of questions like, how are you? What are you guys doing today?
Okay.
I mean, really,
yeah.
I just answer the phone.
Yeah, that's fine. You're not a voicemail guy. It's funny, the guys that leave voicemails and they give you, like, most people are calling from cell phones now. And you see that they call you. Oh, call his cell, Mike. Call his cell. Did you hear me? Hey, Mike. Okay. I can't tell if he's listening to me or not half the time.
Thinking about
but
that
you see, like,
apprentice.
You see, like, somebody calls you, and it's a number that's saved, so you know it's their cell phone, and they leave the number. It's funny to me. You know, you don't have to do that. You know? We've got it. We see it. It's not like the 90s anymore. I mean, I remember when we first got caller ID, how cool that was. Mike, are you calling his cell? Is that okay? Make sure I'm texting him as I'm talking here, hoping that Michael can take care of it for me. Oh, there he goes. There he is. We got him. We got him, everybody. He's got the voice of gold. And Mark, I don't know if you can hear in the sound of my voice, but I no longer have a beard, my friend. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, the Rockies 135. I'm free of my burden. I got to shave my beard last night.
You know, that's all fine and dandy. I am going to question your manhood now that you shaved your beard off. I thought you looked kind of Grizzly Adams-like. I was impressed with the way you looked, and so I'm kind of disappointed now that you've become civilized.
A lot of people, I was surprised. A lot of people were saying, hey, dude, you should keep that thing. I've never let a beard grow like that before, so I didn't know what I was capable of, Mark. It was just too much power for one summer.
Hey, here's the question, because, you know, most of the time during the off season, because I'm up on my property and it's just me and the horses and dogs, and I let it grow, and then at some point my wife will walk in and go, you know, I think it's time to shave that thing. So,
yeah, mine was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. She was
okay.
She
All
was
right.
fine with it. She's like, you know, it's not bad. It's my hair that drives her crazy because the back of my hair, it just like shoots out, like it just like a duck bill behind my head. It's very strange. So she'll be happy when I can get the full haircut, which is later this week. So yeah, she was having enough of it.
Well, you know what? I guess it's okay. You know, despite the fact that I think, I'm questioning your manhood now, you're more respectable and meetings with clients will be better because, you know, they're not meeting with Ted Kaczynski anymore. So I think it's just probably better.
Well, and it was nice, too, because every time I'd sit down with somebody, I would start off the conversation right off the bat. I'd say, I'm sorry about this. I'd point to my face. And they didn't know how to take it. They're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, it's a Rockies bet. And then once you tell them what it is, it's kind of funny. And it's like, oh, okay, that sounds cool. But it's that initial handshake.
Yeah, I've been apologizing for my face for a long time, too. Every time I do a game on TV, I apologize to the audience, so I know what you're talking about.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining me. Mark, I'm excited to get you back on weekly. Recap, you know, the weekend that was for the Buffs. But you know this, and I love talking to you especially about like the big stuff going on around college sports. And you know, last week the Michigan thing was the big story. You know, big fines and all that, but not vacating any wins or the championship. What did you make of that? Because I'm not a big remove the games like it didn't happen, but if they're like determining that you cheated to win those games, that's I guess more of a debate, I suppose.
I wasn't terribly offended by what they were accused of. The whole what was the assistant coach's name? I always forget his name.
Was it Stallions?
Yeah, I wasn't terribly. In fact, when that thing came up, I looked at Gary one day and I said, "Okay, explain why I should be offended by this." He says, "What do you mean?" I said, "Coach, we've got every angle of video from every play of every game you guys get to break down as coaches. What advantage are we gaining by being in attendance?" You know, the reason they did that was for financial reasons, because there were lower level schools could not afford to be sending scouts out to all these games. That's the reason they did it. So I said, I'm not terribly offended by what was alleged to have transpired here. And so that's why I to me it was a big non-story, and I know there are other people that feel totally opposite and, you know, claim they were cheating and they should be paying the penalty. And so when it came down, I kind of, I'll be honest with you, man, I gave it a glance, kind of went, okay, fine, and moved on from there. So I don't think they should be vacating anything. I don't know what kind of real advantage they gained by having Stallion on the road covertly scouting games. I'm not sure that I've ever seen any evidence that says they gained great advantage from that.
Well, we had a texter, because I was thinking one way, not all the way over, but I was kind of like, it's cheating, and then if it comes to that. But it's also like, why did for some of these big money earning schools, like, why do we still have billboards with, you know, characters on it, and that's how we're running plays? Anybody could go film this at any point and send it off to somebody. So you do make
a
great point.
And they do, by the way, Brady. You do know at every game you've got low-level assistant coaches that are watching the signals of the other team coming in.
Yeah.
That happens every single game. They're trying to steal. It's like in baseball where they're trying to steal signs during the game. I mean, it's just part of the sport, and everyone's doing it. We know everyone's doing it, but since they made a rule to save some money and somebody violated it, we made a big deal out of it. I thought it was more hyperbole than it actually was. You know, from a reality standpoint, any gained advantage.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of have come around on that too, especially just like you said, everybody's doing it anyway. You can get guys to just stare. What are they going to say? You can't stare at the space around them. Like, how are you going to try to govern that? It's impossible.
No, exactly right. And that's why it was really blown out of proportion, I thought. And so when they came out and handed down the, you know, the fines and whatever else is going to be part of that package, and didn't vacate the wins, I thought, okay, fine, I'm fine with that if you want to slap their hand a little bit. But, and I don't think it taints anything in my view. But, you know, I don't keep this, oh, shall we say, this fantasy, you know, view of sports that it's pristine and this is being, you know, it's a gentleman's game in that regard. Listen, I understand there are competitors in this thing, and everyone's looking for an advantage in some form or fashion. Now, you can cross lines that I think then take you into the realm of real cheating. There are other areas like this that are kind of this gray area where you go, well, okay, was it stealing signs? Sure, it probably was. But is everybody doing it? Do you get, you know, 4K television, you know, video where you can see the sidelines and you can actually zoom in when you get that all 11 or all 22 shot of the field, and you can actually zoom in on your screen and try and pick it up? Because that's what guys are doing. And
yeah.
So I don't know how it's any great advantage to have somebody sitting in the stands or on the sideline trying to steal the stuff when they're doing it anyway via video.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, on the Buff side of things, the quarterback side, is this going to be Caden Salter, or is there a real case for a Julian Lewis to get the starting job as a freshman?
Well, in my view, it's Caden Salter plus. I think he's the leader in the clubhouse. We're inside 2 weeks of the first game now. My view is he, and this is, no one's told me anything. I just watch him practice thinking, okay, this is what I think is going to happen. I think Caden Salter starts. I do think we see both quarterbacks. I think they're going to have a package out there for Juju Lewis. My guess, he's a very talented young man. Caden Salter, however, is extremely electric with his legs. And so my guess is the older guy who's played a lot of football and had a lot of success starts games, But don't be shocked then if Juju Lewis is out there for some different packages. And maybe they utilize both of them at different times. Now, could Juju start a game at some point this season? Well, let's see what his transition is like. Brady, you got to understand something. That dude is 17 years old. He right now should be entering another year of high school in Georgia, and he's already set so many records. He should be setting those records out of reach so nobody ever breaks them in the state of Georgia. But yet he graduated early. Here he is as a 17-year-old. He doesn't turn 18 until sometime here in late September, so in a little over a month or so, he's going to turn 18 years old, so he's incredibly young. But I do think he's a talented guy, and I think we're going to see both of them at some point this season.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how they kind of how Coach Prime kind of works the young quarterback in. That's insane to me just to hear you say it out loud, 17 years old for this dude.
Yeah, and think about that. He didn't come here this summer. He came mid-year last year. So he got here in January of 2025, and then, you know, now in September he's going to turn 18 years old. So he wasn't even 17 and a half at that point in time. You know, he was only, what, 4 months into being a 17-year-old young man. And so he got here. Now, he's a very mature kid. He's had a camera following him around since he was, what, 15 years old. They're working on a documentary on him. Of course, that's not even unique anymore. Everyone's got a documentary on themselves, apparently, in college athletics now. But nonetheless, I mean, he's had a lot of those kind of responsibilities for a while now. And so he's a very mature young guy. But keep in mind, he's only 17 years old. My goodness. I think I was still eating dirt and chasing girls when I was 17, you know?
Yeah, I was definitely not getting ready to be on one of the most popular football programs in all of the country. Yeah, that right. Was definitely not me, Mark. Maybe playing Madden. You know, I was pretty good at that.
Sure, I understand.
Mark, looking around at this team, I've seen a lot of the, you know, the over-unders, the win prediction total. I mean, a lot of the wise guys out there kind of looking at this team like a 6 or 7 win football team. First off, I want to know what you make of that. And second, if that is the case, honestly, I don't think that's freak out time for anybody because of who you're replacing.
No, I think you're right. And, you know, keep in mind that all the assessments of this are based on the I don't know.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, you start camp, you don't have arguably the best quarterback in college football in Shador. You don't have the best player in the Heisman winner in Travis Hunter. So you take those kind of dynamic talents and personalities off this team, plus another guy who was outstanding and Shiloh Sanders as well on the other side, and then a handful of receivers who are all in the NFL right now. And so it's built on a lot of I don't know. And then you got the factor where you're bringing a bunch of guys into the transfer portal, and that's more I don't know. And so that's what it's built on at this point in time. I still think watching this team, this is my, and again, I want to couch this comment by saying this, Brady. We're in the part of camp where it's like wandering through the desert, and I think I see a mirage, but I'm not sure, right? That's where we're at in camp. We're 3 weeks in. I've watched the same guys play against the same guys day in and day out. And so I watch this, and I think I see what I see, and then I talk to Gary and say, okay, this is what I saw. What did you see? And so you're trying to assess this whole thing. But I think this is going to be a pretty darn good defensive team. I mean, I think they were much improved a year ago. I think they could be upper-level Big 12 this year on defense. I think this offense is going to run the ball. We just finished up doing a bunch of interviews with the offensive line coaches and Xavier Hill, the Memphis transfer. And every guy said, hey, man, Coach Prime sent an edict down. You're going to run the football this year. And so they're confident they can do that. I think that offensive line is much improved. I think Caden Salter is a dynamic runner. When this thing's all said and done, don't be surprised if the Buffs are a 175-yard a game type of running team, a couple hundred yards somewhere in there. Caden Salter maybe leads the team with 700-800 yards, and then they've got 3 or 4 guys that all run for 400 to 500 yards. I think it could be that kind of team this season. And so from a win total standpoint, I've been going between 7 and 9. I think 7 to 9 is a safe area. I think they're a quality team. I think they're going to be real good defensively. And then depending upon, do you get a break here? Do you get a break there? What happens? You know, do you win a game like Baylor last year? Do you lose a game like Baylor last year? That'll set that number at 7 to 9, and it's a bowl team. But I think with that number, they're going to be in competition for the Big 12 championship, I think.
Well, if they can, like you said, if that offensive line, which was pretty much overhauled, save for Jordan Seaton, if that line can come in and be much better, much different than they were last year, at least the names are for sure, then I'm with you. I think that this team could be a lot, maybe a little bit better than what some of the national looks are giving them right now.
I saw the other day, Brady, somebody put out the heaviest lines as a unit by average in college football. The Buffs are number fourth in America. And so they're a huge offensive line. And I just got done talking with Xavier Hill, like I mentioned just a little while ago. I mean, he's a big, nasty human being. Nice guy, but a big, nasty human being on the interior. Had great success in Memphis. Jordan Seaton, look, I tell you this. Jordan Seaton, about 2-3 days of practice, and I called out to him and tracked him down. And I said, young man, I said, last year you were a great player because of talent. This year you look like a great player. He has totally changed his body, totally redid his diet. I mean, Brady, he looks like a first-round NFL draft pick right now. I mean, he's monstrous. Larry Johnson is, you know, one of the transfers, is 6'8", 345, 350 pounds. I mean, they're huge. And so that would make you think, okay, this team's really got a chance. I do believe in that offensive front. I think it might be the best offensive line we've had here at Colorado in a long time. That's my hope anyway.
Wow. Well, that would be something. That would be a big deal for the Buffaloes. Mark, my friend, always appreciate you. And this time next week, we'll actually be in game week. A week from Friday, the Buffs get set to start their season against Georgia Tech, man. You got to be pumped. You got to be ready to go.
Oh, I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to it. Always a fun time of year, a lot of excitement. And so, you know, the schedule sets up beautifully. 7 home games. Most of the games on paper against the teams that are supposed to be good are in Boulder, save for maybe the Kansas State game. But for the most part, it's real home heavy. And you know, I was just thinking as we wrap up here, now that you shaved your beard and you look civilized again, when you're drinking your tea now, make sure that pinky is up in the air, okay? Now that you look good again.
Once I get the haircut, I'm going full in. Tea drinking, pinky in the air, all that stuff. Yeah. I'll be ready, Mark.
You start wearing pastels. I mean, you're going to look really good again. Yep.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, appreciate you, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you soon.
All right, look forward to it. See you.
All right, there he is, the voice of the Buffs. It's a completely different offensive line, no question about it. And if that can be, it's got to be night and day difference compared to last year. 11:50 the time. Let's jump out, take a quick break here. We'll wrap up hour number one. We got top stories of the day. Broncos 53-man prediction. The running back in the wide receiver room specifically. How's that going to shape up? We'll be right back.
Let's have a drink. Football 52, the two-man gang. Cody the weather guy and Front Range Spare Change. We do more than just radio. We have the best podcasts around. Get them all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and 1310kfka.com.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.